Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We don't sell a lot of video games, but I like to talk about them. Here's a great news bit for you. In the UK, they have this new porn filter. And no matter where you sit politically, generally speaking, filters have a bad habit of filtering out good stuff with bad stuff. There's just no getting around it. They're going to get false positives. They're going to get... Basically, there's going to be a mistake. And there is one with League of Legends. File names have phrases without spaces in them, like chains extended and various expiration timer. And as you can tell, there's an S next to an EX, which spells out sex, and it filters it out, and you can't play the game. Congratulations! Haha! Yeah, this was reported on The Guardian and Reddit by a guy named LOL Bloompji, I believe. And that's why you need to be careful about what you do on the internet, because things don't necessarily work as you intend to. Anyway, in downloads this week, PlayStation 3 has Grid 2 Reloaded, PS1 classic Lucifer Ring, which I don't remember, the PlayStation Vita has Ali Ali, the Xbox 360 has no game you can buy, but you can download the demo for Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13. The Wii U posted the NES Mighty Bomb Jack. It's a Tecmo game. I never actually played it, but I remember seeing it at KB Toys a lot when I first got my Nintendo. The Nintendo 3DS, oh, that's a good one. Nintendo 3DS has an NES port of Life Force, which is like the greatest Konami shooter of all time. If you haven't played it, you should look it up. Check out a YouTube video of it. The arcade version's quite different. This is an area in which I have some level of expertise, because there's an NES game called Life Force, which is based on a Japanese arcade game called Salamander, which has a different power-up system, and then it was re-released in the US arcades as Life Force with a different title screen and some modifications made to the story and some in-game sprites. And then that game was re-released in Japan as Life Force with a completely reskinned game, mostly reskinned game, different-looking enemies, the Gradius power-up bar, and that game was turned into NES Life Force. There's also PC Engine Salamander, MSX Salamander. There's a lot of variations on this game. I mean, this is something that would make at least a very interesting pamphlet, if not a magazine article. But the great thing about Life Force is it's like Gradius, except it's two players simultaneous, and it alternates between horizontal and vertical levels. That's why I love it. And there's not a lot of games like it. Salamander 2 was released in Japan in arcades, so to play it in the U.S., actually, I don't think there was ever a U.S.-released version at all. I have the Salamander Deluxe Pack on Sega Saturn, which includes the game. There's also a PlayStation version of it, which never came out in the U.S., but came close. And there's also the Salamander Portable Collection for the PSP, which also includes it, and I got that too. It's worth a look. If you've never played Life Force, give it a try. If any game featuring the Konami code interests you, this is one of them. It gives you 30 guys, and you're going to need them. And unlike Gradius, when you die, the level keeps scrolling. So when your ship gets smashed, you don't have to go back to a checkpoint. I think that's really merciful. I know some people are like, it's too easy. No, it's not too easy. If you have 30 lives and 5 continues, it's too easy. But in any normal playing environment, it's still a very difficult game and a lot of fun. And it's $5. I'm going on too much about something we don't sell. So let me stop and tell you what's new at Entertainment Earth. We have a statue sale, and all in-stock statues are buy one, get one 40% off. Also, a free shipping offer. Order $75 worth of in-stock, whatever the heck you want, and it ships free in the U.S. Why? Because we're crazy, obviously. And there's a lot of new items arriving all the time, so you'll want to check those out while you can. New arrivals this week include the Minecraft Steve 6-inch vinyl figure, which you're going to want, but you're also going to want to check out, because I didn't see these before, I think they're pretty cool. New pre-orders for the Minecraft Squid 7-inch plush and a Minecraft Baby Ocelot 7-inch plush. You can see those right now. Place your pre-order today, and we'll ship them to you as soon as they get here, and we won't charge your credit card until they are ready to ship. So you really have nothing to lose other than the cost of the item when we ship it to you because you wanted to pay for it. So you're not really losing anything. You're just kind of getting exactly what you paid for. That sounds good, right? I think it sounds pretty good. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook or other fine places, and let us know where you are. If we're not there yet, we will see you there soon. Bye!